Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And today, Sunday, it's a week since the great compliance test in the UK. And of course, you will remember that it was last Sunday at 3 p.m. where the UK citizens were told the government's going to send you an emergency test on your phone. Make sure you have your phone on. I remember I actually tried to live stream myself on last Sunday at 3 p.m. My phone was firmly turned off, as was my wife's. Phone's off. We are non-compliant. But one of the things that struck me about it was, first of all, it was a big anti-climax. But also the fact that some people were unhappy because they hadn't received their alert. I understand that people on one of the major telephone networks, mobile networks, I think E network or something like that, or three or whatever it was. Anyway, they said that they whatever happened, it didn't function properly in that network. But a lot of people did get their alerts. But I just laughed at the fact that these are the sheep, these are the uber compliant sheep. These are the ones that are saying, govern me harder, daddy, please send me more alerts. Make sure you do my thinking for me, daddy. That's what those people are like. These are the people who were the first ones to put their masks on. These are the first people who were queuing up to get their jobs. These are the people who were waving their little Ukrainian flags. Slava Ukraine. Yes, these people are the same people who are saying, please send me the emergency alert. And these people are a plague on our country, and they exist in every country. I mean, let's be clear on it, especially in the West. This servile, a serf class, basically. They don't want to think for themselves. I don't need the government to tell me if it's a heat wave outside. All I have to do is go outside and look and work out for myself, oh, it's pretty hot, I better stay indoors. Or, is there going to be a tsunami? Well, there hasn't been a tsunami in the UK, I think, for a couple of hundred years. Pretty unlikely that there would be a tsunami in the place where I particularly live. Maybe if I lived at a low sea level location, but then I could spot it probably coming, from the sea. Of course, this is nothing to do about. I mean, you do understand that this was a compliance test by the government. It was nothing to do about emergencies. That's just neither here nor there. The government wants to keep testing to see how many people out there will just go along with whatever it wants. And it seems to me that by and large, the same percentage of stupid people who went along with COVID and who go along with the Ukraine psyops will go along with the, I've got to make sure my emergency notifications are left on. I've got to make sure because the government could have very helpful information to send me. Imagine being so thick that you actually think the government is your friend. If there's one thing, surely to goodness, we all can agree upon, it's this. The government is our absolute enemy. Wherever you live, not just the UK, Canada, America, wherever, the government is never your friend. The government is you are in an abusive relationship with the state. That's the truth of the matter. That's what we talk about here day in, day out, and we fight back against it. I know that the government isn't certainly not looking out for my best interest. For goodness sake, for the past 3 years, most Western governments have been hell-bent to inject their population with an experimental mRNA treatment, which has had the most catastrophic adverse reactions and, of course, leading up to and including death. Yet they keep pushing it. Now, why might that be? Is it because the government cares that much for you? Of course not. So as I say, when you know that the government is essentially a predator, it's a predator class, the government. It's part of it anyway. And so they do not want to have your best interests paramount. That's the last thing. And yet these poor dolts from last Sunday, a week ago, were saying, oh, I'm pretty upset. I was looking forward to getting it. And then the phone didn't ring. And then I felt a little bit upset. And I only hope that the next time round that my phone will ring. These are the people who said, yes, I wear two masks. I think one mask isn't enough. The COVID, that darn invisible COVID virus might slip through the first mask, but the second mask will get them. And I think, you know, I think the people in power, they exult in the fact that, unfortunately, the majority of people are very, very stupid when it comes to this issue. Some of them may be on an individual level, very intelligent people. Some of them, probably a lot of them actually, are the higher, you know, the middle to higher strata of our society. But the one thing about them is they will not think for themselves, and they will want government to tell them what to do, what to look out for. And I think that the government, with the use of this these alerts, is simply building an infrastructure which could, for example, become very useful if they can get their 15, 20-minute cities introduced. So, for example, if you go from one part of your 15-minute city to the other, you might get your little special emergency alert in your phone. Now, mightn't you? Telling you, hey, David, don't you, alert, you've gone from zone A to zone B. Please go back to zone B. Your phone's telling you that. No. As I say, stay away from the government having access to your life. If you know what's good for you, if you entrust your well-being to the government, honestly, I think you're going to be massively disappointed. And I know my audience doesn't, I have to say. But as I say, 1 week on from the compliance test, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking, gosh, you know, it's always the same people. The same people cheering on Ukraine, the same people wearing their masks, the same people queuing for their jabs, and the same people now wondering, but I didn't get my emergency alert. Thanks for listening.